So the learning today should be a schussi l'nishmas hatiras tchavah chaim Elizabeth Shemshinarye, as well as a schuss for an ilin neshama for Rav Yaakov Yosef and Chaim Menachem Ben Zion, and it should be a schuss for a four shleima of Chaim Doiv Ben Rachel Chanalei Bashei De Rachel and Abadati Ben Peril, and a schuss for everyone in Eretz Yisrael. So today we're going to continue in the Beis Halevi on Anava. We are holding by Tezvav, where he talks about some of the maybe unintended consequences of having gaiva and how. And this is a very important lesson because so many times we are looking for recognition, we are looking for respect, we are looking to be honored, and what unintended consequence ends up happening when we go and seek out that type of attention. So he says like this, I'm on page 74, Gam zois yitin alibay, a person should take this to heart. Ki ikar kavanase begavasa v'espara shalai. What's a person's main intent? What's the reason why he has gaiva and has pride? Who rak v'man yichabdu oisei oilam? He wants that the people should honor him. He has gaiva because he wants that people should respect him. People should show him a certain level of look up to him in a certain respect. V'nafaychu, but the opposite happens. Ki mivyosei lidei buz v'lag, that it ends up that he comes to shame and ridicule. So until now, the Beis Halevi was teaching us about the punishments that come in the next world, the punishments that come in this world, for someone who is a Baal Gaiva. But now he goes on to explain that even if you want to ignore all of that, on a practical level, you're not going to achieve your goal, because the entire goal of arrogance can never be achieved. Just the opposite. The more you are arrogant, the more you demand the respect and the honor, the more people don't show it, the more people lose respect for you. Because the way that Hashem created the world is that people can sense very quickly if someone is demanding respect, demanding honor, and Hashem put it in the world that people start to laugh and people start to deride and make fun of someone and show scorn to someone who is demanding of that type of respect. So, like the pasuk says, Gavas Adam, the gaiva that a person has, Tashpilenu, eventually lowers him, meaning it brings about his downfall. Furthermore, it says, Ubaba Basra, Amar Reb Mari. Mari said, Hai Mandi Yair, the person who is arrogant, Afilo Inche Basile Miskabel, even the members of his household, meaning even his wife, is going to make fun of him. Shinemar Gever Yar Velay Ginve, an arrogant person, and his Ginve is his house, his home will not endure. Mai Velay Ginve, what does it mean? His home will not endure. La Ginve Benovishalai. That he's not even going to be respected in his own house. So someone who's out there demanding respect, people lose respect for him, even the people in his own home. Certainly other people will hate him, the Yivzu Oisai, and will make fun of him. Because how do haughty people act? They tend to minimize other people. They tend to treat others with less respect because they look at themselves as higher up, so they act like a snob to other people. The love, and what ends up happening is that that contempt that you show to others ends up falling back on you. Don't get upset quickly. What does that mean? That when you have a pot of boiling water, where does the water go when it boils over? It pours over itself, meaning that the pot, which is bubbling water, just pours over the side and ends up burning the outside of the same pot. So the pot is bubbling, it's hurting itself. So he says, similarly, if you spit into the wind, what happens? You spit into the wind, it blows right back in your face. It falls right back in your face. So instead of being honored, you're actually shown shame. And the famous idea that if you run after kavod, kavod runs away from you, for the reasons that we are explaining right now, that a person is who demands it, Hashem put it into the teva, that we lose respect for someone, we lose respect for people that are demanding of respect. We actually look down upon such people. Now, going back to this idea that even his wife is going to ridicule him, on a simple level, it means that since he becomes since arrogance causes someone to become low in other people's eyes, so even his wife is not going to treat him respectfully. But the Chidah adds something deeper. The Gemara seems to guarantee that a Baal Gaiva is going to be ridiculed by his wife. So the Chidah says, Maybe that attracted her to him in the first place. Maybe she went to marry him because of his gaiva. That was she knew about it and she married him anyway, or she married him because of it. So how does the Gemara guarantee that there's not going to be a happy marriage here? So the Gemara says that the Shechina rests between a man and a woman. It's hinted at because the middle letters of Ish and Isha is, or I should say, the difference in the letters between Ish and Isha is the Yud and the Hey. And that represents Hashem resting the Shechina. If you don't have Shalom between a husband and a wife, if the Shechina is not there, so then you're left with the Aleph and the Shin, you're left with Ish, and you have a marriage of fire that ends up consuming the marriage. So the Chiddush says that what happens with the Baal Gaiva, the Shechina leaves. What ends up happening is that marriage, it doesn't matter why she married him, that marriage is going to end up being falling into a marriage of fighting, a marriage of fire, a marriage of strife. And ultimately, like we're saying, the wife is going to contend with the husband, certainly not going to show him the respect that he wants. Okay, and then there's the final point over here, which is that the Medrash tells us that this idea of someone who chases after kavod, kavod runs away from him. There's two examples of, and someone who runs away from it, then kavod runs after him. So the example of someone who runs away from kavod and kavod runs after him is Shaul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech was specialized in the midah of anava, in the midah of tznius. And so he was extremely modest. He hid from people when they were looking to crown him the king. He was hiding amongst the baggage train. And afterwards, so Shmuel praises him, and Shmuel says, "Look at the person that Hashem chose. There's none like him amongst the people," meaning everybody saw that clearly he was a humble person and was worthy of being the king. Conversely, in Sefer Shoftim, there is someone by the name of Avimelech who tries to forcefully rule over the people, and in the end, he ends up being killed by a woman. So you see this idea that someone who is running after kavod, kavod is running away from him. And the final example that the Medrash brings is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe is pleading with Hashem, "I'm not worthy of leading Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Pick someone else. They'd be better off with my brother Aaron." And yet he was the greatest leader, the greatest Navi, that we're actually going to go back into the Rambam in a minute and continue with this idea that Moshe was the greatest Navi. Why? Because of his extreme anava. So again, we see repetition of this idea that if you run after kavod, it runs away from you, but if you run from kavod, then kavod chases after the person.